98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan. It's time for those little wins. 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Zoe in Baldoyle says, my little win is my sister's giving me a lift this morning so I don't need to get the bus.
Stunning.
Lovely. Simon in Jobstown, my little win is I fell asleep at 8:30 last night.
I got into bed. Yeah. I think it was 8:45 and I was asleep then.
Yeah,
I needed to
nine.
Catch up on sleep after Saturday.
After Club 98. Yeah. Oi, oi, oi. And Claire in Temple Oaks says, my little win is I finally jumped on the trend and bought myself a Stanley Cup.
Very late to the Stanley Cup trend. Yeah. My husband bought me one as part of a Chris Kindle in my family for Christmas. Yeah. And I love it.
It hasn't left her paw. It's in her hand constantly.
It's now part of me. Yes. And it makes me drink more water. So good for you. Good morning to Rona in Swords.
Good morning. My little win today is that I am back to work today after a week. After hurting my knee very badly.
Oh.
And today is the first day in 10 days. And I've actually been able to put pressure on my foot, my leg, and able to walk properly.
Oh, Rona, we're delighted for you. They really do. When you injure your knee, the swelling.
Yeah,
the swelling is very painful.
Backwards over a drag queen. What was her name?
Lady Irina.
That was her.
I fell over Lady Irina. I got too into it. But my knee, it took a while, Rona, so I'm thrilled for you. I fell over a drag queen.
Dossie
my head.
Winnie Houston?
Yeah. So emotional. Good morning to Carl.
Morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win is this morning. I only have a 4-day week because I'm off to Amsterdam on Friday. So have a good week, guys, and happy Monday.
Unreal,
happy
Carl.
Happy Monday.
Have the best time. It's such a fab city, Amsterdam.
Yeah, it's deadly.
So much
yeah.
fun. Here's Linda and Lucan.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. Happy Monday. My little win is my second grandson, Flynn, arrived into the world safe and well last week. And his big brother, Bobby, is absolutely delighted with him. And so we got loads of cuddles at the weekend. So happy now. Two little grandsons to love. Happy Monday.
That's
brilliant.
Amazing.
And Flynn is a lovely name.
Yeah, Flynn
as is
gorgeous.
Bobby.
Flynn and Bobby, congratulations to you, Linda. Here's Colette.
Good morning, my name is Colette and my little win is that I was at the rugby to see the boys bring home the Triple Crown in Cardiff on Saturday. Fantastic day. Thank you.
Unreal, Colette, you were there as well. Yeah. Fantastic. Here's Keith and Rahini.
Hi folks, my little win is that it's my last Monday now and work for the next 3 months as I'm travelling to Belfast for my long-awaited kidney transplant.
Oh, Keith.
Keith.
That is incredible.
Oh my God, amazing news.
Oh my gosh, unreal.
Brilliant.
Here's Gillian.
Morning, went to the new Bridget Jones film. Absolutely brilliant. Bawled my eyes out at every part. It was really, really good. So that's my little win.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah,
I was laughing my head off and then I'd be like, 2 minutes later.
Yeah.
Oh, very emotional.
So
and here's Adele.
My little win today on this Monday is that after being made redundant at Christmas, I am starting a new job today.
Yay!
Adele, wow! Congratulations, you've already gotten a new job.
Yeah, congratulations.
That's amazing.
The little wins are absolutely hopping this morning.
So, so good. Thank you all so much for sending them in. Rona, Carl, Linda, Colette, Keith, Gillian, Adele. We are sending you all out a 98FM trolley key with a 1 and 2 euro coin. So congratulations. And we'll be doing the little wins all again tomorrow at the same time.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
This morning you're telling us about the time you had a really nice interaction with a famous person. There's been a lot of chat online over the weekend about just how sound Lady Gaga is to everyone that she meets.
Yes, and myself and Brendan were chatting earlier on about the time that Moby let us cross the road in LA while we were on holiday.
Yeah, Moby literally said go.
He did. Here's Kira's celebrity story.
This is actually going back years ago. God, over 15 years ago. So I was walking through O'Connell Street and I was taking a shortcut through the Easons. And as I was walking in the door, I bumped into this man, right? And then he stood back and he held the door open for me and I was like, thank you very much. And that was it. Went on my merry way. I think that was a Wednesday or something, and it wasn't until the Friday. I was sitting at home and I was flicking through the channels, and I don't watch the Late Late Show, but I was flicking through, and next to all I seen your man on the Late Late Show, and I was like, that's your man that held the door open for me. It was Sugar Ray Leonard, the boxer.
What?
Lovely man he was. Real gentleman.
I thought you were about to say it was Pat Kelly or something like that.
Gas.
That's so funny. Lovely. And a nice shortcut through the Easons.
Yeah,
good to
love
know,
cut through,
Kira.
Yeah.
Good to know. Here's Julie.
maybe not as celebrity figures, Rebecca and Brendan, because it's football related. However, I'm a huge Man United fan. Yeah. Went to Old Trafford many, many times, but on one particular occasion, and I kind of knew Alex Ferguson was coming near the end of his tenure as manager, and I decided, which I've never done, I decided to stand outside and wait for the players and himself to come out. Anyway, he did come out, and I asked, could I shake his hand? I was so nervous, and I asked, could I shake his hand? And he looked at me and he said, of course you can, girl, in his best Scottish accent. Aww. Well, I'm not even going to attempt. Of course you can, girl. He said, who do you think I am, God? And I actually responded with, yeah.
Yeah, actually, I do.
I do. You're God to me.
That's a great story, Julie. Here's Yvonne, who's in Dunshaughlin this morning.
My encounter was with David Bowie a long time ago when he played in Slane. And we were very bold. We were standing kind of behind the stage on the banks of the River Slane.
Yeah.
We had no tickets.
Oh.
So, but the next thing, this little boat came up. So me and my friend, we just were standing there.
Stop.
And there was a couple of guys in it. Next thing we realised, it was David Bowie.
No.
He said hi to us. He pulled up, slowed down, said hello, told us to have a really good day.
Aww.
And to be careful not to fall into the water. Aww. He was really, really nice. Yeah, yeah, really nice.
Sorry, that's incredible. Like, you didn't get to see the concert,
no,
but you got to actually meet the man himself.
Yeah.
In person.
David Bowie.
Yeah, yeah. David Bowie, a true legend. And here's Paula in Lucan.
I was so very lucky one day to meet Stephen Gately. Aww. He was filming an ad or something down one of the roads beside where my mum lived. Jeez, I was only 9 or 10, but I was a huge Stephen Gately fan. So as soon as I seen him there, I ran upstairs and I had a jumper with his face on it and a t-shirt and everything. So went down, stood at the corner while they were filming, and he actually called me over and he was saying he loved my jumper and he was asking me, did I like their music? And he was such a lovely, lovely guy. To this day, I still remember.
Aww.
He was so nice. He could have easily ignored me. He was busy doing work, but he called me over and he had a good old chat. He was just super nice.
Oh, that's amazing. Amazing memory.
Man. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so fabulous. Guys, thank you so much for all your nice celebrity encounter stories this morning.
98 FM. All day, big breakfast.
A new week means a new prize.
Can we win again?
We will do.
Eventually.
98 FM.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new week of Matchy Matchy, the game that is so popular that I was asked about it while I was stood at a urinal at our over 30s event, Club 98, on Saturday night. Good morning if you're that man this morning.
Stop.
He said, Brendan, are we playing Matchy Matchy tonight? I said, not right now. Please.
It is a great game. It's your chance to win fabulous prizes. So fabulous that we don't even read out the list. Here is AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Relax for the day in a luxurious hout club.
With treatments, pampering and a lunch included.
Then go shopping at a top Dublin shopping centre.
Ooh.
With €100.
A €100 shopping voucher in a lovely centre.
AI Brendan needs to go to elocution lessons.
AI Brendan's having a great old time. And we have Niall in Blanche playing Matchy Matchy this morning. Niall, happy Monday. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you, Rebecca? How are you, Brendan?
Yeah, we're good, thanks, Niall. You're a big fan of Matchy Matchy, we believe.
Yeah, we am indeed. Yeah, I actually matched twice with you, Brendan.
Oh, with me?
That's what we like to hear.
You've been practicing at home.
Yes, I have indeed, yeah.
How have you been practicing, Niall? How does that play out?
Well, just basically my mum and my dad and my partner and stuff like that. So they're over one weekend. I'll just say a few words and we'll try and match a few words together.
Gas, Niall, you have been training for this moment. You're finally on air playing Matchy Matchy. Who would you like to play with this morning?
No, I'm going to change up today. I'm going to play with you, Rebecca.
No way!
Oh, there we go.
I wasn't expecting that.
No. Here we go. How'd you get to the She can't go anywhere without that Stanley Cup, Niall. Okay. Okay, Rebecca is safely in the soundproof booth, Niall.
Okay.
Okay, your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning is travel.
Travel bag.
Travel bag. Your second word is chat.
Sorry, what's that again?
Chat. C-H-A-T, chat.
Chat. Chat time.
Chat time? And your third word is coffee.
Cup.
Okay, I said travel, you said bag. I said chat, you said time. I said coffee, you said cup. Are we locking them in, Niall?
Yes, we are indeed.
Okay, here we go. Let's get Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth.
Oh, hello.
How was that this morning?
There's a refreshers bar in there.
Oh, nice.
Must have been left over from Club 98.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, yes. There was wham bars doing the rounds as well. Mm. Okay, first word this morning to match with Niall in Blanchardstown is travel.
Travel. Guide.
Your second word is chat.
Chat.
C-H-A-T. Chat.
Chat. Chat room. Do you remember them?
I was never on them. Yeah.
I think I was on. Anyway.
And your third
back
word.
Back to the game.
Your third word is coffee.
Coffee. Cup.
Have you managed to matchy-matchy with Niall in Blanchardstown this morning?
Guys. Were we on the same page at all?
You both said coffee cup. Yep.
Yeah.
After travel, Niall said bag.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And after chat, Niall said time.
Chat time.
Yeah.
Niall, it wasn't to
there
be.
You go.
It's been lovely chatting to you though, and we're going to send you out a 98FM goodie bag.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Cheers, Niall. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers. We can do it all again tomorrow.
Do you think Niall wishes he picked you?
I don't know. Well, we wouldn't have matched either. I would have said travel agents.
Oh, that's a good one.
ChatGPT.
Oh, yeah, but I just didn't think that was a word.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know if it is. Maybe. Yeah. But we, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
okay, it wasn't
Niall
to be.
Wasn't winning either way.
I just don't think I did the best.
We'll do it all. You did great. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning. We will.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.